Hello, everyone. This is Jim Apel from OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how your grain markets are opening on this Monday afternoon. But first, we'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin?
Wheat futures were just slightly lower today here. We were down about 2.25 cents in the July Kansas City wheat futures. A little bit of rain over the weekend has put a little bit of pressure on this. But now we're seeing that there's the possibility of a little bit of freeze damage with last night's cold temps down in the low 20s. And then again tonight, we're going to see some low temps. But then again, this next weekend, we're going to have some rain. So it's really a battle between the moisture we need really badly and then the freeze that could happen that we don't need. So there's a lot of people watching the weather. At this time of year, you always have weather being a concern as wheat comes out of dormancy. And then the whatever that last freeze date is for the year is really important. So a lot of producers are going to be watching that. We had export inspections this morning, which were pretty neutral for wheat. They came in at 20.8 million bushels. They were looking for 18 to 26, so maybe just a little bit on the low side. Corn came in at 17.2, which they were looking for 12 to 17, so it was a little bit above the high end of the range, and hence we closed corn on the highs today. Soybeans came in at 18.5 billion bushels. They were looking for 12 to 15, and the soybean market was steady. Looking forward here, Thursday morning, we have the USDA March Plantings and Quarterly Stocks Report. They're looking for the average estimate is 97.32 million acres for the corn, 78.4 million acres for the soybean. Both of those numbers are just a little bit higher than they were last year. If you look at winter wheat, they're looking for 56.4 million. That's about 500,000 acres more than last year. Last year it was 55.7. And then all wheat, winter wheat and the other wheat, they're looking for 41.8 million acres, and last year we had 41.3. On the quarterly stocks, on the wheat, they're looking for 1.17 billion bushels, and last year at this time we were at 1.2, so just a little bit below last year. Corn were quite a bit, about a billion bushels below. We're at 5. They're looking for 5 billion bushels this year. Last year we were just over 6, and soybeans are looking at 935 million bushels. Last year we were at 1.37, so pretty big drop there compared to last year. And that'll be this Thursday morning, and it's the biggest report we've had in the last 3 months, so it should move the market either way.
And our grains as they open on this Monday afternoon, Kansas City May wheat is unchanged at 7.59 even. July contract is also unchanged at 7.64 and a quarter. September Kansas City wheat is unchanged as well at 7.76. Looking at our corn markets on the Chicago Board of Trade, May contract is down 1.75 points at 7.31 and one half. July contract off 2 cents at 7.13 and a quarter. September down 1.75 at 6.03 and one quarter. May soybeans up 1.75 cents right now at 14.38 and three quarters. And the July contract is up 0.75 cents as we open at 14.18 and one quarter. That's a look at your opening markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.